Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hi. What's your name? Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was looking up Julio Jones' stats.
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah, I just wanted to see where he ranked all time.
And? What do we got?
Well, like,
a lot of yards, isn't he?
Yeah, like, not as many as you think.
Is he top 25?
So, when I was looking through, as far as career leaders' receptions, he's 26th. Yards, he's 16th. And then I was dude, that guy is a Hall of Fame player. But I don't know. I just today I was listening to the narrative, and like Julio Jones was never the best receiver in football. He was a 2-time All Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler. He was a really, really, really good receiver. He's a Hall of Fame receiver, but he's closer to Andre Johnson than he is to like Terrell Owens or Jerry Rice. So. And that's not a knock on his career. The dude was amazing. He's just not quite at
well,
that.
Well, Andre Johnson was good.
Andre Johnson was great. Again, Hall of Fame. He will be in the Hall of Fame. Is he the best of his generation? No. And I think sometimes we when someone retires and they had a really good career, we kind of try to shoehorn them. There's that he was the fastest, you know, to this or the generational talent. Well, no. He was a great high school player, great collegiate player, great NFL player. Goes into Canton at some point with a gold jacket, probably. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? I don't think so.
What if he died? Would you have to say a little bit more about him? Like, you'd have to make him a little better?
I don't like doing that. I'd like to be honest in my assessment. And that's the way I viewed him. So I wanted to see, because, you know, sometimes with guys, the numbers can lie to you. Like, your eyes will tell you that they're better than they are, or your eyes will tell you that one thing, well, and then you look at the numbers, and you're like, oh, my God, that's way better than I thought.
You know who the ultimate example of that is? Hmm. Andy Dalton.
Yes.
Go look at his numbers, dude.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot. He has compiled a lot of numbers.
Yes. Better than you think.
But he's way better.
For what we think of Andy Dalton,
yes,
his numbers will tell you a different story.
If I read you his numbers and made you guess who it was, you would be guessing players way better than the perception of Andy Dalton.
Yes. And so and the game has changed so much because now we throw the ball so much more. But, you know, Jerry's still, you know, it's not even close. Jerry's the GOAT. But, like, receptions, it's like, Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten are third and fourth. You're like, what? You get into like Marvin Harrison, no. Chris Carter, Tim Brown.
They were around a long time.
They were around a long time. Like for me, and this was the opposite. Like when Terrell Owens retired, I think we did the opposite I think with Julio, some people are trying to make him better, and I think with T.O., we're trying to lessen him.
Well, he lessened himself.
He did. But
because of his personality.
And God, he was good.
He was amazing.
Yes.
But he did not do himself any
favors. No, he did not.
By his antics.
He did not.
Push-ups in his driveway.
Sit-ups and all that.
Or sit-ups, yeah.
Yeah. The other one, too, is that Julio Jones is the classic example. What do I always say about, do not give contracts to receivers once they turn 30. Just don't do it. It will not end well. And for as great as Julio Jones was, once he turned 30, it was like cliff. And you're just a lemming going off that thing. It is just weird how receivers just do not age well after they reach that that point. I mean, he was 1,000 yards and you know, 8 to 9 to 10 touchdowns every year, and then he turned 30. 51, 31, 24, 11, thanks for coming. It's just, you do not age like fine wine. You age like moldy bread.
Somebody wants Andy Dalton's numbers, and I'm going to give it to him. Okay?
Yeah, they're good. Because this came up the other day because someone, I forget who it was. It was, you know, I think it was Hasselback, Matt Hasselback, said that he thought a solid comp for Shedeur Sanders, you know, because they do the, we did this yesterday. Who were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about Cooper Flagg. Because they do ceiling comparison, floor comparison, and then like solid, right? Like middle of the road. And I think Hasselback said that he thought a mid, like more than likely a good comp for Shedeur Sanders was Andy Dalton. And people, you know, how dare you, Andy?
Well, we just don't think of Andy Dalton as really any good at
yeah,
all.
And Matt Hasselback was like, what are you talking about? And like, Andy Dalton has had a really nice career.
So here are his numbers. Yeah. He went 84 and 82. Mm-hmm. So he started, 84, 82, and 2.
Yeah.
So he started 168 games, 39,500 yards, which, by the way, is 26th all time, exactly. Which is right where Julio Jones was. He has 253 tutties, 150 picks, and a QBR of 87.5.
That's a really,
it's way
really
better
good
than you
career.
Would, it's way better than you would think for,
yes.
for Andy Dalton.
Exactly. It's right there. Like, well, some of those stats, like you said, it's on par all-time ranks with Julio Jones.
Well, I think what we forget about Dalton is that in Cincinnati, yeah. they were pretty good with
yes.
him. They won 10, 11 games every year. Look at his record. From the time he was a rookie, mm-hmm. they went 9-7. Then they went 10-6, 11-5, 10-5-1, and 10-3. Mm-hmm. And then it flamed out in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He stuck around there, but he didn't start. Well, he started a lot of games, but not all the games for yeah. the next 3 or 4 years. And then he went on to Dallas, Chicago, New Orleans, and Carolina, and he was whatever. But so
some of his comps, by the way, you know, they do the, you know, for 12 years. Some of the names that are his comps that are in there, Joe Flacco, Bob Greasy, Drew Bledsoe, Jim Everett, Troy Aikman,
that's
Ron Jaworski.
That's crazy.
You know, it's...
Joe Flacco is his first comp?
Yeah, Joe Flacco.
Because when you think of Andy Dalton and you think of Joe Flacco...
Yeah.
I don't think of the same quarterback.
No,
not even close.
The only difference was is that, you know, I hate to do this because Flacco had some nice playoff runs. If you put Andy Dalton on that Joe Flacco Ravens team with that defense, don't we think that Andy Dalton probably has a Super Bowl? And if he does,
no,
you don't think he wins a Super Bowl with that team?
No, because I remember that team and freaking Joe Flacco played so good.
He played his ass
they
off.
They needed him to be as good as their defense was.
Yeah.
He was amazing in the playoffs. Earned himself a bunch of money. Dalton maybe could have done that, but I don't think so.
Andy's always going to get looked down upon, too, because we judge players so much more about their playoffs and how they do in the playoffs. And I don't think that Andy ever won a
He also was with that suck-ass organization that gave him jack-ass.
And that's not his fault.
Quarterback rating-wise, and I know this, quarterback rating is not the end-all.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been in the playoffs. Andy Dalton.
They've never been in the
playoffs. No, they were in the playoffs.
They
always lost
Marvin
in the
Lewis
first.
Teams.
Well, always lost.
I'm not seeing his playoff stats here.
By the way, quarterback rating, you said it was 87.
Yeah.
Not that quarterback ratings in the end all to be all, but Joe Flacco's quarterback rating is 84.
Is it really?
Yeah. What would the total... So how many years has Andy Dalton played? Do you have that back in front of you?
14.
14. So Flacco's played 17, although some of those, the last couple...
How many starts does Flacco have?
Flacco has 196.
Okay, Dalton 168.
And his record?
84, 82, and 2.
Okay, Flacco's 105 and 86. So
and then,
better.
Yards, 39,500.
Okay, 45,000 for Flacco.
Yeah, and tutties, 253.
257.
And then interceptions, 150 for Dalton.
And 162.
Yeah.
And a rating that's slightly better for Dalton.
Pretty comparable.
Look, and like I said, I'll give Joe Flacco. That guy had some balls in the playoffs.
But Will's right. It's the play. That's what it is.
I have his playoff stats. Do you want them?
Dalton's?
They're really bad.
Are they?
Yeah.
He's got four playoff games. They didn't win any of them. He had a passer rating of 57.8. He had 873 yards, a touchdown, and six interceptions.
Oh. God.
He averaged 218 yards. He averaged an interception, over an interception per game, obviously less than a touchdown. That's why people don't think of him well.
That is right. That is no Joe Flacco.
No. Flacco, when they went cooking there and won the Super Bowl, Flacco had some big moments.
Okay.
I would be interested to see, because I think Andy Dalton, and again, I know I like him better, but he's better than Geno Smith, but that sort of quarterback in a good system with an elite defense and a run game, I just think if Flacco doesn't win the Super Bowl, we think about Flacco very differently. It's the Eli Manning thing. Eli Manning's a really good quarterback. Is he responsible for those Super Bowls? He played real well, but he's not responsible for him, but it just changes our perception of everything when you win those. And of course, Eli won too.
All right. The next segment was supposed to be this segment, but it will be the dark money behind Duke Hoops.
Yes. And as someone points out, he is a ginger, so that's...
It doesn't help him.
It's a giant strike.
Be nice to those guys.
It's a giant strike against
him. Are you a gingy if you grew, if you had hair?
Not totally, but pretty darn close.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little more brown than red, but it's pretty close to red.
The resident fan ginger,
yeah.
Will Ortner.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
He has no soul.
Yeah, that's what they say, right? Yeah.
Clearly.
My brother's a ginger.
Yeah, he
is. And
I
can confirm he has no soul.
See? South Park guys knew what they were talking about.
All right, we'll be right back on The Fan.